Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. My Monday has definitely started like a Monday, and so getting a little bit of a late start here, a variety of issues to address earlier today already. And so we'll see what God brings for the rest of the day. This week we're going to be focusing on a loving response and looking primarily at a section of Psalm 119. And it's a part of a response of David to God. And it's a response to God's love, but it's also a response of love. And so we're going to look at some of the ways he responded. Talk a little bit about how that looks in our life, and pray together and hopefully grow in our loving response, not only to God, but to one another. And with today being Valentine's Day, and all of the talk and everything surrounding love, the question is, does it really exist? And yesterday I had the opportunity to preach a message, a love that is great. And I hope to have the audio up on the podcast later today. Had some technical issues with that as well. And we'll dive right into it. Today we're going to look at a loving promise as David responds to God's love. He says in Psalm 119, verse 57, "You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your word." We'll talk quite a bit this week about obedience in various aspects of this loving response. But today I want to focus really in on that promise, that realization that God is our portion. You think about that, and I don't know about you, the first thing that comes to my mind is when I sit down for a meal. And whether it's at home or out to eat somewhere, that amount of food that is on my plate is my portion. And at home, I kind of somewhat determine that. At a restaurant, they typically, unless it's a buffet of some kind, they typically bring the portion that they believe is appropriate or that they're charging you for. But what does it look like for God to be our portion? And I suppose that might depend a little bit on how you view a portion. When I think about it, I consider a portion as being enough. That's why it's served in the manner and the size that it is that it's meant to be adequate. It's meant to be plenty. It's meant to fill you. If I go to a restaurant and their portions are not satisfying, I likely won't go back. I want whatever it is that I'm purchasing for a meal to satisfy my hunger. I want a portion that is enough. And many times it's really more than enough. And I walk away not only satisfied, but I walk away full. And sometimes overfilled. And we consider what it looks like for God to be our portion. Now, I know that there are those, and there have been times in my life when the portion that is available at home isn't as much as I would have liked. But we lived with it. And we learned to make do, and understood that that was enough because that's all there was. And I wonder what our promises to God would look like, our loving response to God when we considered that He was enough. When we considered that He was enough because He satisfies us, but also consider He is enough because He's all there is. Any of the other stuff that we chase after, any of the other gods that we seek to serve aren't real. That there's no substance to them. And when we recognize God as our portion, as being enough to fill us, as being enough to satisfy us, as being all that there is, then we ought to turn with this loving promise. The psalmist said of a recognition of God being his portion, his loving promise was obedience. And sometimes we obey because we're afraid of the consequences. Sometimes we obey because we want to. Sometimes we obey because of peer pressure. There's a lot of reasons why people obey or why they disobey. But a loving response looks at our heart and considers our motives and say, I promise, because of love and because God is enough, to live like He's enough. You see, that's this promise of obedience. It's a recognition, an acknowledgement, an acceptance that God is enough. Why would I seek anything else? Why would I wander? Why would I stray? Why would I disobey? Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider your response to God, to His love, to His being your portion. Are you living life believing that God is enough? Are you living life believing that God is all there is, that there's no one and nothing else like Him? Here in the United States, that so many things are priced based on supply and demand. And when you have something that is one of a kind, that is in demand, then its value skyrockets exponentially. And in a sense, God being our portion is just that. He's one of a kind. There's nothing or no one else like Him. And His value to us ought to skyrocket exponentially because He's all there is. There is none like Him. And so we promise out of love to obey, to please, to honor, to worship. We promise out of love to be His. And as we pray, the question is, do I promise to keep God's word because I'm afraid of the consequences or because I love? The result looks similar, at least on the outside, but the difference shows up on the inside. And when we promise because of God's love, what's on the inside is those elements of the fruit of the Spirit that we've talked about on so many broadcasts. The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things show up in our life when we recognize that God is enough. He's our portion. He's all that matters. And we promise to keep His word. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has been extended towards us. You've given us everything that we need for the good works You call us to do. You've given us everything we need to live a righteous life that is impossible on our own. You are our portion. You are our serving. You are enough. And You are all that there is when it comes to being God. And so, Father, today as I consider what that looks like, I pray that every one of us would really evaluate our promise to You. Not just evaluate our promise in its content, but evaluate our promise in its motivation. And Father, as we come to You, we definitely don't want the punishment we deserve. We don't want eternal separation from You. And so we promise obedience. We promise to follow You to avoid the eternal consequences of sin. But Father, help us to grow in our faith and grow in our love and grow in our acceptance of Your love so that our promise would be a loving promise. A promise born out of a satisfaction and a fulfillment that Your presence has provided in our life. A serving of You that is not only adequate, but it's substantial. And it's everything that we need. Father, may we know You as our portion, as the one who provides, as the one who sustains, as the one who gives all that's needed to grow. And God, may our recognition of who You are result in our turning to You with a loving promise. And God, today may the growth of that promise, may the living out of that promise be such that we represent Jesus well. May He be seen in us. May He be seen through us. May He be heard by what we say. May He be heard by what we choose not to say. May our obedience be born out of love. And may it give us many opportunities to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.